IRS whistleblower, Merrick Garland refused to name special counsel in Hunter tax probe. By Wendell Hasebo on April 20, 2023. Attorney General Merrick Garland refused to name a special counsel in Hunter Biden's tax investigation to provide a degree of separation between President Joe Biden and his Justice Department, according to allegations revealed Wednesday by an IRS whistleblower. Trump-appointed U.S. Prosecutor David Weiss allegedly requested to be named as a special counsel in the probe to provide a degree of separation between President Joe Biden and the Justice Department's investigation into his son. That request was reportedly denied, according to the whistleblower, potentially undermining the DOJ's probe into Hunter for tax fraud, money laundering, and violation of lobbying laws. 33 Republican senators have demanded Garland give Weiss special counsel powers and protections. But their plea has gone unanswered. Garland has also previously refused to say whether a special counsel should be placed over the investigation to maintain an honest probe. Under President Biden and Attorney General Garland, America is not equally applying justice and the rule of law. They are both equally culpable and responsible for abuse alleged by the IRS whistleblower, Senator Ron Johnson, RY, told Breitbart News. Mike Davis, founder and president of the pro-Trump Article 3 Project and former chief counsel for nominations to Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley, told Breitbart News that Garland has a direct conflict of interest and must appoint a special counsel. The criminal probe of Hunter Biden directly affects Garland's boss. This is a cover-up, he said. House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan should put Garland in a chair in front of bright lights and cameras, and let Garland explain why he is more interested in running cover for his boss than following the law. In March, Garland insisted Weiss has the authority to bring charges against Hunter. However, Garland additionally noted he would personally have to authorize any potential charges against Hunter. I would then have to authorize it and permit it to be brought in another jurisdiction, and that is what I promised I would do, he told the Senate Judiciary Committee. Weiss's probe into Hunter could implicate Joe Biden. A witness who testified before the grand jury was reportedly asked to identify the big guy. The big guy is a reference to a joint venture between the Biden family, associates, and SFC China Energy Company, in which Joe Biden would allegedly receive a 10% equity stake. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, revealed in March the Biden family received a collective $1.3 million cut in 2017 from a Biden family business associate, who was sent a $3 million wire transfer from SFC. Hunter has confirmed the $1.3 million China payout. Joe Biden falsely denied it. Biden family members received the $1.3 million in return for favors from Joe Biden, Comer believes. The House Oversight Committee will work to hold accountable anyone in the Biden administration who may be covering up this criminal activity, Comer told Breitbart News. The Oversight Committee will also continue to pursue our investigation into the Biden family's business schemes to determine if President Biden and our national security are compromised. Americans demand answers, transparency, and accountability, he added. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.